Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Show. This is James Browning, represented by the Holistic Ministry. Welcome, beloved ones. We have a very powerful show for you this morning, The Power of Yes. And I have a special minister today. She's a really good friend of mine, and she's very intuitive and very conscious and very aware. So I'm going to introduce you to her, and she's going to take over. Her name is Joe Pearson, Minister Joe Pearson, and Joe is also an intuitive spiritual reader. So I'm going to hand the show over to her, and you're in good hands. Okay. All right, Joe, you're on.
Thank you, Minister Browning, for this blessed opportunity. And good day and peace and blessings to my sisters and brothers listening in. As said, I'm Minister Joel Pearson, broadcasting from Bridgeton, New Jersey. My inspirational message today is the power of your yes. Saying yes from the depths of your being powerfully sets your intended heart's desire into creation mode to manifest into your reality. With that yes, you are speaking full acceptance that what you intend already is and is expected. It is the force necessary to set your intention into manifesting motion. All is in divine order, which is not a power that exists outside of yourself. You are the very divine force as God Goddess that is one with all things. Divine order is powered by your yes to your intention. Putting order to the process that lights your path to creating that which you choose to manifest. With your yes to your intention, you are putting your creation process in divine order that maps the course to manifesting your desired outcome. From that point, all that is necessary, my sisters and brothers, is for you to get into the flow of following the steps that you feel instinctually that come to you from that quiet divine voice within, for that is inspired action that gets results. Once you say yes to your heart's intended desire, open the door for the inspired action steps to be revealed to you from within. So, my sisters and brothers, go with the flow of what is inwardly speaking to you to do, for that is the quiet, guiding voice of the God Goddess within you. You do not have to make it happen, but more powerfully allow it to happen through the power of your higher self, your true self, your God Goddess self, while exercising blind faith that does not need to see it before you believe it or know in advance how it's all going to work out. Just walking in faith, believing to knowing that the outcome of your intention already is, and what you want, wants you. The key is to set your intention by saying yes from the depths of your divine being. This is a place of allowing the power of creation that exists within you, that flows through you, to go to work bringing your intention to life, birthing it into your reality. All that you have to do, my sisters and brothers, is to be consciously mindful of what you are saying yes to and feel it in the depths of your divine being from your innermost self. Yes, my sisters and brothers, you are just that powerful, founded on the divine force of the God Goddess that exists within you. Own that inner power of the divine that exists within you, for it is just waiting for you to say yes to what you know in your heart of hearts is right for you. It opens the door to all that you are in your created self. When you are one with the God Goddess within and stand in your yes, that power is fueling force to create and manifest your intended heart's desire. As a means of supporting yourself in this process, there's an exercise, or what I would call a quiet meditation, that you can do, because it's important to take the time to reflect upon the many people, places, and things you have already manifested in your life, that which you said yes to, just by believing to knowing through your God Goddess within, you exercise the courage to listen to that still, quiet voice within, and made the divinely inspired action steps that resulted in your reaping manifested blessings. Now, taking the time to reflect with gratitude upon your many manifested blessings that flow divinely into being through you is very self-empowering and self-encouraging. It is a blessing to yourself to honor yourself and all that you are in your innate God Goddess ability, that God Goddess given ability to create your reality. It grounds and centers us in realizing our innate oneness with what all that is, for we are and all is connected through our God, Goddess within. In conclusion, become still and quiet, going deep within and speak your intention from that divine power within you. Envision it. Feel it. And know what you are intending already is. It's already in your energy just by the mere fact that it came from within you to have it. Say yes. Speak from within your divine yes that sets your full acceptance and receiving expectation of your heartfelt intention. This is sourced from the very power of your God, Goddess within you, that which is you. Everything you want through your intention is in divine order, just waiting for you to say yes in full receiving acceptance. Remember, speak it into your reality with the power of your heartfelt yes for everything you want once you. So, my sisters and brothers, go forth and create and manifest your heart's intended desire, for the divine power to do so is within you as God, Goddess. And meditate on, as you heed Yeshua's words that stated in John chapter 10, verse 34, you are God. I'd like to close with a prayer, so I'm asking you to center and receive. In profound oneness and honoring of the divine, the all that is, I pray that you embrace the magnificence of all that you are created to be. I pray that you choose to express that magnificent light of the God, Goddess within you in unconditional loving oneness with all that is, letting your light shine, bringing loving, healing, and change to the world. You are blessed with the divine power to do so. As the divine, in all that you speak, in all that you do, in all that you think, pray you allow the God, Goddess within to guide you to live true to the blessing you are to all in your world. I pray that you acknowledge the value you add to this world by being who you are. May the love and light of the divine enfold you. Thank you for divinely being, my brothers and sisters. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Pearson. Thank you for your wonderful message, and I'm grateful to have you. Tune in on Friday for another magnificent show, and gratefully have a blessed Father Day, and you guys continue to stay safe and Godspeed, okay? So take care. Peace and love to you. Bye-bye.